Good evening, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Am I speaking with Aaron? Hello there. Do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Bro, aren't you supposed to, like, not call after 8 p.m.?
Actually, it's we can call, you know, respecting legitimate service, we can call until 9. That's the law, sir. It's only about 8 minutes of your time that I need, sir. Do you live in Phoenix, Arizona?
What is this in regards to?
Well, it's a public opinion survey dealing with the business and housing development in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and we would like to know your opinion. Do you live in Phoenix, Arizona? Okay, thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things are going off on the wrong track?
There's definitely a lot of room for improvement.
So would you say wrong track or right direction?
Yeah, I would say wrong track.
Wrong track. Thank you, sir. Let's move on. I know your time is important. Now I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear to you, sir, or do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again? Is that clear?
Very well.
Thank you, sir. Let's move on then. For the statistical purposes only, in what year were you born? I only need the year, don't need the day or the month. In what year were you born, please?
1985.
Thank you so much. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic?
What organization are you calling Bumby with?
Excuse me?
What organization are you calling?
It's called Opinion Research. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, thank you.
Right.
And do you consider yourself...
So our organization must have... is requesting this information. That's why I'm asking what organization are you calling on behalf of.
I understand that, sir. But we won't be asking any personal information. That's only the year of your birth, and that's it. Right now, we only want to know your opinion about some proposals in the Phoenix area. Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
African-American, black.
Thank you, sir. Overall, would you describe the quality of life in Lavin as poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I would say fair.
Fair, just fair. Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things people say would improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that they would do very little to improve the quality of life, 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life, and you can use any number from 1 to 5. The first suggestion is more shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses. From 1 to 5, how much do you think that will improve the quality of life in Lavin?
Say 3.
3, very well. How about more affordable housing options to rent or buy? Yeah, how much would that improve? How much would that improve the quality of life in Lavin from 1 to 5? More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
I would say 1.
1?
Yeah,
remember, the higher the number, the more it would improve. Okay, 1, very well. All right, just making sure it's clear. More good-paying jobs.
That doesn't help my property value, I'm sorry. I'll say 5 for that one.
More good-paying jobs.
So.
Okay, 5.
5.
Okay. Better public transportation options.
One.
One, okay. More dining and entertainment options.
Five.
Five, okay. More parks and recreational opportunities.
Five.
Five. And better street and road maintenance.
Five.
Thank you, sir. Moving on fast. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Employed, thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levin?
Too few.
Too few, okay. And would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levin?
Probably too many. There's a lot of warehouses.
Too many. Very well. Let's move on. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levin. And would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Levin? Yes or no? Yes. And that's a strong,
yes.
A strongly yes or just somewhat yes?
Strong yes.
Strongly yes, very well. Would you like to see more doctors' offices and hospitals in Levin?
Yes.
Strong yes. Thank you, sir. Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Levin?
Yes.
A strong yes? Or somewhat?
Sure, strong yes.
Strong yes, very well. And would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Levin?
No.
No, okay.
Yeah, enough.
Very well. And would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Levin?
Yes. That would be, I guess, four.
Would that be a strong yes?
Sure.
Okay, very well. Let's move on, sir. Almost done. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levin?
You say what type of businesses would I like to see more of?
Something that you personally would like to see more of in Levin.
That is a good question. I never really thought about that, I guess.
Yeah, something that you would like to, some sort of business that you would like to have closed to use that is not available right now.
Well, I know my wife would say Costco.
would you want me to enter Costco? Because I'm writing this, verbatim, as you say it. I would like to see another Costco. Okay. Costco. And any other type of a store or any other store that you have in mind that you would like to see more?
Restaurants as well.
And restaurants. Any restaurant that in mind, sir, that you like to see?
Nothing in particular, I guess.
I would like to see a Costco
Cooper's
store
Hawk,
in the... Excuse me?
Maybe a Cooper's Hawk. I said Cooper's Hawk. That might be a little fancy. Yeah, sure. Cooper's Hawk is there.
Okay. Costco store and a Cooper...
Hawk. Okay. Like the bird.
Yeah. Cooper Hawk restaurant. That is a restaurant, right?
Yes.
In Levin, okay. Okay, I would like to see a Costco store and a Cooper Cock restaurant in Levin. Very well. That's pretty much what you expressed. Very well. Almost done, sir.
Cooper's Hawk. Hawk with an H.
Oh, with an H. Okay. Hawk. Hawk, would you say, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Super Hawk. Okay, restaurant in Levine. Very well. Let's move on. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem, a slight problem, a moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a very big problem in Levine?
We are always building houses, so I guess it's not really a problem.
Not a problem at all? Would that be correct?
Affordable housing is a problem, but
right now, this question is about availability. Would you call it a slight problem or not a problem at all?
Slight problem.
Okay. And the next one is about affordability. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem? A moderate problem? Fairly big problem or very big problem?
I'll say it's a fairly big problem.
Fairly big problem. Very well, sir. Let's move on. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Levine? Yes or no?
Sure.
Is that a strong yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes.
Somewhat yes, okay. And would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Levine?
Yeah.
Somewhat yes or a strong yes?
Strong yes.
And would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums in Levine?
No.
No, okay. And would you like to see more like single family detached homes in Levine?
Yes.
Yes. A strong yes, sir, or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat yes. All right. Let's start wrapping things up. Almost done. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
5 to 10 years.
5 to 10. Very well. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own my home.
Own? Thank you, sir. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with a new housing. Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
Favor.
The choices are strongly favored or somewhat favored?
Strongly favored.
Strongly favored. Next proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
Oppose.
Oppose strongly or somewhat oppose?
Strongly.
Next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Favor or oppose?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Very well. Next one is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
Somewhat favored.
Thank you, sir. Next one is to change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Would you favor or oppose?
I'll favor somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And just one more. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Oppose.
Strongly, sir, or just somewhat opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly, okay. Let's start wrapping things up. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
What do you mean?
School. What is the last year of school that you completed? High school, college, bachelor's, postgraduate, master's?
Master's.
Thank you, sir. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Is it less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 and $1,000 to $75,000, $75,000 and $1,000 to $100,000, $100,000 and $1,000 to $125,000, or more than $125,000?
More than $125,000.
Thank you, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
It's Aaron.
Thank you, sir. Just verifying. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your valuable time and your participation. Have a wonderful night, sir. Thank you so much.
All right.